Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Elixir key, where time is relative, and I do mean relative. It's the Brainy Brinley Show, starring Brinley Pasternak. Ah, we love you, Brinley! Hey, Brinsters. Long time no speak. Don't ask why I decided to record one of my award-winning, five-star rated podcasts right now, but maybe it's because I'm walking through a creepy mangrove forest and feeling a little alone. Makes it somewhat less lonely to imagine you're all here by my side. See, one of the reasons I'm me, and that you love me for being me, is that I'm an independent woman, which in most situations serves me quite well. Only right now, I'm starting to have second thoughts about having left Cyrus and Cybot back on the beach. Anywho, like I said, it's been a while since I dropped one of these Brinsters, and a lot has happened. I think the odds of this podcast ever seeing the light of day are slim, so I'll just be honest about the shipwreck that is my life right now. After months of earnest investigation, it turns out my worst enemy is actually my mother, who, come to think of it, was also kind of my enemy on account of how she left me as a kid. Only now it seems like she didn't just leave the state, she may have left the timeline. Time travel, Brinsters. Am I right? That's the sound of my mind being blown. That being said, I'm back on the south side of the island where Cybot and I found that weird shack a few episodes ago. It wasn't a place I was dying to return to, but I think it might have some answers now that the questions are at least a little clearer. Okay, shack time. Hello? Yep, just as creepy as ever in here. But looks like the equipment is still solid. I think I know what I need to do. I'll keep you posted. Or not. Until next time, Brinsters. If there is a next time. Peace, love, and oboes! Peace, love, and time travel, more like. Please work. Please pick up wherever you are. Hello? Are you there? Mom?
Listen, Winston.
Jude.
Jude. Okay, you may be the headmaster, but you look like a kid to me.
I'm sure I do, Mr. Anders.
How exactly do you expect to keep us here?
Especially when one of us could fry you like a tater tot.
Believe me, I'm well aware of your capabilities, Miss Dupree. It's the reason you were kept neutralized all those weeks.
And yet, here I am, unneutralized.
Yes, yes. All right, for starters.
Retractable wall of the mountain. Should have seen that one coming.
Cozy, isn't it? All of us trapped in this cove together.
Not for long. Dr. A, you cool if I double-zap this guy?
Don't let me stand in your way.
Dr. Solstice?
What's that?
Casey, what's happening?
I don't... Power the door.
Casey?
Can you hear us?
Power the door.
What did you do to her?
I'm sorry, James.
Power the door.
I know it's unsettling to witness.
Power the door.
If it makes you feel better, it's not something I haven't done to my own son more times than I can count.
Casey? Casey!
Power the door.
She's hypnotized.
Not exactly. Power the door. In our labs here at Elixir, we created a technology using nanoparticles that interact with Gen A serum in a subject's blood.
It works on WIT kids.
Yes. To make them more open to suggestion.
So you can use their powers without them having any control.
Well, it's for their own good. Isn't that right, Dr. Solstice?
Yes, Headmaster.
You can't actually believe that, Mirabelle.
Come, Casey, Dr. Solstice. We have work to do.
I'm sorry, Dr. Anders. James.
You're just gonna leave us in here?
It's not my preference. But you've made your choice abundantly clear, Mr. Anders. If you can't be an ally, then I can't have you getting in the way of my plans. Mirabelle, shall we?
Well, Monica, don't say I never take you anywhere.
Mother, are you there? Mom, it's me, Brinley. Earth to Cadence Cavendish. Hello?
Brinley? Is that you?
It worked! Hello? Yeah, yes, it's me.
How did you know how to reach me?
Because I'm here. I'm at the Elixir Academy.
No. No, you need to leave.
It's too late. What happened to you? Where are you?
Brinley?
You're in the past, aren't you?
How did you...
Because you're here, too. A different you. You from 1980-something.
No way.
Why are you laughing? How can this possibly be funny?
I'm sorry. It's just... I was imagining you two. From my recollection, she's a lot.
You can say that again. Mom, you have to tell me why this happened. Why you left? Why you...
Brinley, what is it?
Someone's here.
Someone dangerous? Are you in trouble?
I'm always in trouble. But be quiet, okay?
Okay.
Hello? Casey. It's you.
Who is that? Is that her?
What are you doing here?
Well, after you abandoned me...
I did not abandon you.
After you abandoned me, I found my way here through a series of tunnels that connect the island.
Brinley, are you there?
What is this place? Who are you talking to?
Hey. Now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Green Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.